Marguerite, how does the Chinese melody express your culture or tradition?
The Chinese melody is a choral group. We like to express our culture and tradition by singing a lot of traditional art song and folk song.
Can you tell me what an art song is?
An art song is more like a solo piece written by a more contemporary composer who have special range suitable for soloist. Whereas folk song is more traditional, usually it's hanged down from generation to generation.
So you're bringing some history with
you.
A
little bit, yes.
How do you educate Canadians?
We hope that through our Chinese singing, we can pass some of our heritage and culture to our own community and to the people of other cultures in Canada.
How do you overcome the language difficulty?
Because we are singing in our native language, we try to use the music to speak for itself, like the melody, the harmony, the rhythm of the Chinese melody, to help to bring its meaning.
Because those things are universal.
Mm-hmm. And sometime in our concert, we like to use a little bit of program notes to help to explain the text.
How does your costuming contribute to this purpose?
We have two sets of Chinese costume. The recent traditional formal evening dress, we call it Cheng Sam. This was a long dress, floor-length long dress, very traditional, and this is made possible recently by a grant from Ontario. We hope that by wearing our traditional costume, it helps the group to look a bit more appealing to the audience.
What about color in your costumes?
The choir is wearing silver. It's a silky material. The pianist, the other choir conductor, soloist, Mrs. Janice Yao, and myself, we are wearing blue.
How is your group funded?
The sources of funding of the choir comes mainly from our membership fees, and sometimes from private donations from our friends who support the choir.
Do you travel much as a group?
We have mainly performed in Guelph, at various churches, and especially at the multicultural function. We performed at the Multicultural Festival in Kitchener-Waterloo area last year. And we have performed in Chinese New Year celebration presented by the Toronto Chinese Business Association in Toronto last year. We have also been invited to sing for a Chinese church in Toronto.
Tell me about the composing, the writing, and the arranging of your music.
It is quite difficult to find suitable sources of music in Canada. We mainly collect songs from Taiwan and from Hong Kong. And because we have an amateur group, it's sometimes quite difficult to select the suitable range of music for the group. I do a little bit of arranging of music for the group, and sometimes a little instrumental writing too.
You often have instrumental soloists perform with you. Can you tell me why?
I hope it will give a lot of contrast to just the singing part, especially when we have a concert. Recently, in our recent concert, we are very lucky to have Mr. Low, who is an expert in Chinese instrument, who come and play for us. He played the yang qin, which is more like a butterfly string instrument, very similar to the douchima in the Western instrument. And he's also playing erwu, which is a two-stringed Chinese instrument, very close to a violin.
These are traditional Chinese
instruments? Yes, authentic traditional Chinese instrument.
Can you tell me about the lyrics of your songs? I'm fascinated by the titles of these melodies that you sing.
Yeah, just to give you a little example, we're going to hear a section of a piece called Anchoring by the Maple Bridge at Night, 风桥夜泊. This is a well-known poem written by Chang Qi in the Tang Dynasty. It describes a lonely traveler in a boat, hearing the chime from a long distance on a wintry, sleepless night. The solitude is well expressed in the tempo and the melody of the music. The other excerpt is called The Song of Ali Mountain. This is a very, very popular folk song from Taiwan. It compares the fairness of the maidens and the strength of the youth there to the beauty of nature in Ali Mountain, which is a tourist place in Taiwan.
What sort of plans do you have for the future, Marguerite?
The group is going to perform at the Canadian Multicultural Festival in Guelph, at the Guelph Memorial Garden in June. Our next engagement is in Toronto. We are going to sing at the Ontario Science Centre for the Chinese 7,000 Years of Discovery.
Tell me about that exhibition.
This is going to be a very exciting exhibit, mainly from all the exhibit from China. And we are very proud to represent the Canadian Chinese group in Canada to sing a Chinese song there.